4. Biology. Listen to part of a talk in a biology class.
Look closely at this picture. Is it a mouse or a rat?
It's a mouse.
Rat.
How about this one?
Rat.
Mouse.
Ah, it's hard to tell, isn't it? The terms mouse and rat are not scientific classifications. They're words common people use to distinguish these two rodents. We use rat to describe medium or large-sized rodents with long, thin tails. There are many different kinds of rats: kangaroo rats, cotton rats, Norway rats, black rats, pack rats, etc. We use mouse to describe tiny rodents with long, thin tails. There are many different kinds of mice: house mice, field mice, deer mice, etc. Some of these different rodent species that we call rats and mice are closely related. But other rodent species are not related to each other at all. Usually, when people refer to rats and mice, they mean pet rats and mice and pest rats and mice. This means Norway rats and house mice. Norway rats and house mice belong to different species. A species is a group of related individuals that can mate and have babies. Humans and horses, for example, belong to different species. Even though Norway rats and house rats are different species, they are related to each other. They both come from a common ancestor that lived millions of years ago. The descendants of that ancestor evolved into different species. So, how can we tell Norway rats and house mice apart? First off, adult house mice are much smaller than adult Norway rats. A house mouse weighs about 30 grams. Its body and tail are both about 3 to 4 inches long. A Norway rat weighs between 350 and 450 grams for females, and 450 to 650 grams for males. Their bodies are 9 to 11 inches long, and their tails are 7 to 9 inches long. The heads of Norway rats are heavy and chunky. The heads of house mice are triangular with pointed muzzles. Note, though, that Norway rats have smaller ears relative to their heads than house mice. Now, what's this?
Mouse!
And this?
Rat!
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 19. What is the talk mainly about? Number 20. What type of rodents do we usually refer to when we say rats and mice? Number 21. According to the professor, why is it difficult for people to distinguish rats and mice? Number 22. Match each of the examples with the appropriate category. Number 23. Why does the professor say this?
We use rat to describe medium or large-sized rodents with long, thin tails.
Number 24. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Some of these different rodent species that we call rats and mice are closely related. But other rodent species are not related to each other at all.